You are now listening to WBPPR, Big Pretty Pirate Radio. This is an evening with the authors, and I am your host, Dana Glass. Well, okay, I am very happy to be joined here on the line as I sit in my undisclosed location broadcasting via the internet. Today, I have guest George Barton, the author of the book, Georgie Crunch, The Boy Who Became a Pirate. Mr. Barton, how are you today?
Oh, Dana, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty excited to be what is this, a radio show, a podcast?
It is an internet radio show. I'm not exactly sure if that is the same thing as a podcast or if there is a difference. We're not live, so that might push us towards the podcast category. I'm not sure. I will have my intern, Marley, will provide specification there, but we are not on the radio. That is what I can tell you, and it is a long story.
Oh, that's great, Dana. You know, well, if I got time after this, you can just kind of regale me with some of those tales. But I'm happy here to. I'm very excited to talk about what I think is an incredibly interesting life written in Georgie Crunch, the boy who became a pirate.
I am excited to hear about it. Because I don't currently provide a mailing address to publishers, I have not received an advanced copy. I've been trying to do some internet sleuthing and as of yet come up with very, very little. So I'd like you to please explain to me how you came upon the idea for Georgie Crunch, the boy who became a pirate.
Well, you could say that even when I was a, you know, as it is in the book, Georgie Crunch sat in a little tree fort. He put a big sail on it that was his bed sheet. He wore a newspaper pirate hat. He had a cardboard sword. Mm. And he pointed out to the sky, he said, "Avast ye mateys." And, well, he, you know, Georgie Crunch imagined the vast seas, the sea monsters taking down a kraken.
Oh, okay.
Falling in love with a mermaid.
And, mm-hmm.
Drinking daddy juice.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, well, I think many young persons could relate to the idea of fantasy of growing up to be a pirate. I myself would wear sashes I have made out of newspapers, much like Georgie Crunch's hat, but I would play crossing guard.
Wow, that's... Were you a popular kid in school there, Dana?
I was homeschooled, and I would like to think that, yes, I was.
That sounds like an interesting life. Maybe you should write a childhood book. Maybe not, though. Dana, I think you're doing great. I think radio talk is where you really are.
I would agree that I was born to be a radio host, which only makes the fact that I'm not currently broadcasting on the radio waves that much more frustrating. Conan O'Brien was a late-night talk show host for many decades. Now, there is no late-night talk show, and he's doing an internet radio program and or a podcast. Would you still consider Conan O'Brien to be a talk show host?
Conan's not doing TV anymore. It's been a while since I've seen television. So is that what Conan's on a different thing now?
He was on a thing. Then of course there was the thing he got that they took away that thing. He did a live thing and then he landed on a much less viewed thing, and then an even less viewed thing, and now he's on a thing that I'm only told exists. I wouldn't know the first thing about finding it.
Well, I can't wait to tell my friend Akir about this because he's gonna be really interested. I'm pretty sure he was a big Conan fan, so I'll make sure to tell him. But yeah, I mean, you grew up as a crossing guard. That's good. You didn't turn out the way, it wasn't a boy who became a crossing guard. It was a boy that became a radio, but not radio talk show
Right.
radio. For Georgie Crunch though, it's the boy who became a pirate. He becomes a pirate at the end of the book. I don't know, spoilers.
Can you explain to me how does a boy become a pirate?
Interesting. I didn't think you would ask that question. I wasn't fully prepared for it, but I'll give it a go.
Thank you.
What I think is the key to it is tenacity.
Oh, okay.
Georgie Crunch, he doesn't give up. In the book, as a young boy on the tree fort, picturing everything in high school, he would decorate his car. This is, later in the book, he decorates his car as a big pirate ship, and he would. Right. He would drive the pirate ship into school, and a lot of kids would say, "It's not homecoming. Why did you make a float, Georgie?" And Georgie said,
I want
"I'm
to be a
not.
pirate, right?
This is I'm a pirate, and this is
Okay.
my pirate ship. I just don't." He lived in Iowa.
Oh,
There wasn't a
okay.
lot of
A
water around.
landlocked state where the Georgie wants to be a pie. I can understand the obstacles in his, so the tenacity, the perseverance is obviously the moral of this story, that a landlocked little boy can grow up to be a pirate.
A pirate.
Can you explain some of the adventures that Georgie Crunch experiences in the book?
Yes. Once Georgie becomes a pirate, there are a couple experiences that are pretty testy. One point, they board a cargo ship,
Okay.
and they open one of the crates, and they saw a bunch of I gotta assume people didn't want to be in those crates,
Oh.
and they Georgie, Dakir, Talahad. We knew that this isn't the cargo we came for, so we just kind of threw them over the ship, and then we went through other crates till we found what we're looking for, mainly guns.
Okay, I've noted a few things here that I'd like to ask some questions about.
I mean, it's in the book. You read the book, correct?
No, I did not get a promotional copy of the book because I'm currently living a life off the grid, except for this internet.
I put it in a pretty big bottle. I put it in a really big bottle and threw it overboard. I thought that would get to you.
Well, I don't want to give away my location, but also landlocked. So I can see the, but my questions here. Now, you mentioned a couple of names of Georgie's compatriots, his fellow pirates, pirate men, pirate persons, pirates. They were, can do you could you repeat those names? Akir?
The Kier.
Dakir, okay. And who was the other?
A Telehead.
Talahad. Okay. Second question.
I'm one for one so far.
Yeah, that is true.
This is pretty
Very good,
good.
Mr. Barton.
I love this game show.
My next question, I'm trying to decide if this is even a question. I guess it's just going to be two points I'm going to bring up, is that earlier you, George Barton, mentioned your friend Decade?
Look here.
Dakir, right. I can't even read my own handwriting.
Two for two.
Dakir. And then you also at one point, when discussing finding human beings or human remains inside crates on a cargo ship, and
Oh,
then
they were very much
firearms,
alive. They were
they
very
were
much
alive.
alive.
Okay, you used the word we, and I guess my question here is, was the character Dakir in this book, Georgie Crunch, the boy who became a pirate, based off of your friend Dakir? Or did you happenstance meet a man named Dakir after naming a character Dakir in this book? Follow-up question, and I think maybe I already know the answer to this one. Are George Barton and Georgie Crunch one and the same?
Well, to answer your question, the book is heavily influenced based on my life. So
Okay, yes.
that Georgie Crunch is George Barton.
I see, yes. Okay. And you decide what and Dakir, the Dakir connection
Dakir, yes.
based on or happenstance?
My shipmate. That's what we call each other shipmates, not
Shipmate.
Piratians or whatever you were saying.
No, pirate persons is what I was saying. I was trying to be gender
You
fluid with the
could not come off more like a crossing guard in the pirate life than what you're doing right now.
I do believe that crossing guards and pirate fantasies as children clearly put us on separate trajectories in what we fancy our lives to be. But Dakir, you made the
Yes.
character. Did you know Dakir as a child? Or did.
Character.
So Dakir in the book Georgie Crunch is the same Dakir that is your shipmate.
Dakir is quite the character, yes.
Okay. I guess. And you said
Let me just
shipmate, so
tell you, let
you
me just tell you,
are.
let me tell you more of the book, Dana.
Oh,
I feel like
okay.
you're not
Yeah.
getting
Yeah.
it.
Yes. I think that there is some missing pieces here.
So Georgie Crunch was in high school.
Okay.
He
Driving
wasn't
floats.
driving. Well, it was a boat. It rhymes with float. It was a boat. It
Okay.
was made of, it was a lot of chicken wire and little paper mache things in there. But it was a boat and he was a pirate. And a lot of people in school would say, "Hey, there's that pirate kid," with some other adjectives that don't need to be said. The main thing is they did call me a pirate.
They called you a pirate.
And so when I went to do research for my father, who was drinking a little bit of the daddy juice, told me, "What am I going to do with my life?" I said, "Pirate." All right, Georgie Crunch said, "Pirate."
But you are the same person.
It's heavily based on my
Heavily
life.
based on your life, yes.
When Georgie said, "Father, I'm going to be a pirate. It's a life on the seas for me." And in the book, it goes into very much detail. The father beat him mercilessly.
Oh my.
Just tons of punches. Georgie ran away from home, did not go to college. He did some internet research at a local
And
library.
this is all part, I guess this ties into the perseverance and tenacity.
I mean, it was a scary time. So
And
I guess
he persevered towards his goal, I suppose.
some would say that he never left that moment when his father hit him multiple times for wanting to be a pirate. So he looked at, he researched, he goes, "I want to be a pirate. Where are pirates now?" And he finds out the country of Somalia still has pirates.
Oh, in the book, Georgie Crunch, the boy who became a pirate, finds out that modern day pirates do exist in Somalia.
I mean, modern day seems to be adding a whole high techness to it. They're pirates. They're maybe
Right.
not the pirates you want to be. You may get there, you may get on the boat, talk to Dakir, talk to Talahad, and say, "Hey, I'm a pirate too. Look at me, yar, me mateys." And they don't seemingly understand anything you're saying, but they probably have different childhood pirates they grew up with.
Right.
And sure, you go on the boat, your name is George Barton, and you keep saying that, "Well, where's my eye patch or where's my peg leg?" And they give you a nickname of Crunch. And it's not because of Captain Crunch, they don't get the cereal there in Somalia. It's
Right.
because crunch is the noise that was made when they chopped your leg off and instilled a peg in there.
Oh my. And it's this. I'm not even sure if you're just telling me what happened or telling me things out of the book at this point.
Well, Dana, I feel like you're not really understanding the book. It's what do you think the book is?
I'm confused on how I understand the parallels, but it seems a bit graphic, and I'm not exactly sure. Why, given the life that you have led and what you've been explaining to me, which I am passing no judgment, I don't pass judgment. You are an outlaw who
I'm a
commits
pirate. There's no.
merciless acts of violence upon people. That is obviously your human right of choice, I guess, to do so. It is against the law, which I am also in favor of. So you would face penalties, justice, pure justice, no inhumane treatments, no torture. I'm definitely against torture.
Oh, we torture.
But a council of your peers, a jury, can decide what your fate would be. If I am not on that jury, then I don't think it is my place to pass opinion, although I don't condone. I'm not saying I condone it. I'm just saying that your life is your life, and I have not read the book, so I don't know all contributing factors. Violence by the father, that's something that I did pick up. I'm having such a hard time navigating this. But I just want to, that my question, I guess, is why did you think that this particular life's tale would make a good children's book?
This is an autobiography. Did you think this was a children's tale of a boy that was beat up and mentally repressed and stuck as a child to be a pirate? And then he went, I know what I've done. I know what I've been through. And then he went to be a pirate. And he went to Somalia with some of the meanest and the most terrible people he's been around, but he said he was going to be a pirate, and he never wanted to get hit by his father again. So the blood I've seen, the people crying to me and saying we're being trafficked, and we said, no, you're not a gun, and we threw him overboard. This isn't a children's book, Dana. And I, for God's sake, hope when you get this book in a giant bottle and you do not give it to, well, you wanted to be a crossing guard. There's no way you have any kids. Maybe a niece or a nephew. But
Oh,
I
well.
hope you don't give that book to that kid because the pictures in it alone are not something to be seen by a child's eyes under
Oh.
14 years old.
First of all, I want to say at no point in the telling of this did I think it was a story of a boy who was abused and frozen mentally in the state of a child that believed himself to be a pirate. That never once
It
crossed
took
my mind.
years of therapy from Dakir, very helpful guy.
Oh, you're saying that is what happened.
That is what happened.
Again, I confused. I thought you were just a child who grew up to be a man who became a pirate, but you are telling me that you were emotionally and mentally stunted at the age at which you were beaten by your father. I'm sorry I did not pick up on that context.
That age was 16 years old.
Well, that still seems a bit old. Did you have any shipmates in high school?
No.
Okay.
Real lone wolf on the homecoming float. I went on the parade too with the boat. They said I could join, but I was at the end. The theme that year was the Oscars.
And what year was that?
1992. Pirates had not come out yet. The movie
No.
Pirates had
No,
not
that had
come out
not
yet.
1990. My intern, I don't allow the intern to know where I am located currently. I
Which
could
is good. I
try.
also can't tell you where I am located currently.
Yeah, my BlackBerry, no, is that's not a thing anymore. So
Do you know how hard it is to read the stars?
I
It's
do.
incredibly hard. They're all pretty bright. So I go, is that the North Star? Is that the North Star? And none of the shipmates know what I'm saying. None of them speak English. It's very difficult.
Mr. Barton, I
Please call me
understand.
Georgie Crunch.
Mr. Crunch. Mr. Georgie.
First Mate Crunch.
First Mate Crunch. I am sorry for the life that you've lived. I hope that you find redemption. I feel in the spirit of being forthcoming and honest, I should tell you that I did believe this was a children's book this entire time. I thought it was most likely a bad one and not fit for children's eyes, which I'm glad to find out I was mistaken. This was not for children. But I do want to shed light upon the first clue, or the opposite of a clue, which I do not have a thesaurus, or I would, or the ability to come up with it off the top of my head. A non-clue is what I'm going to go with, and maybe in post-editing, I don't know if that's possible to make me sound like I have that vocabulary. Your book is called Georgie Crunch, The Boy Who Became a Pirate. Now, perhaps It is my own fault for the way I've been reading the title in such a whimsical fashion.
I am Georgie Crunch. I was a boy. I am a pirate.
But maybe I should be accenting Georgie Crunch, the boy who became a pirate.
Seems like you're just saying the same words as the
last
time.
No, I'm not. One of them I'm saying, the boy who became a pirate. And then in another, I'm using a more sinister tone and saying, the boy who became a pirate. In this version, I'm accenting the word boy to speak of an innocent. And then by the end, I'm putting heavy emphasis on pirate, a word most people recognize as being a very bad person, the scourge of the seas, a black sail in the world. Do you understand the difference now?
Not at all. But I have had a terrible life, and the things I've seen in my one eye, thank God they cut my leg off first before they took out one of my eyes, because I could have been Georgie Goosh. That's
yeah.
The noise I made when they took my eye out was Goosh.
Yes, this, I feel like we're maybe venturing into information that I don't want to have in my brain.
I haven't even seen a parrot.
I don't think I'm the only one who's confused. While I have you on the line, given the information that's come to light here about the true nature of this story of Georgie Crunch, so his father, your father, the father in the story, beat him mercilessly.
I just realized we do a lot of trafficking. And you know what's good for traffic? Crossing guards.
A crossing guard. Maybe this encounter wasn't for naught. Maybe I'm the crossing guard in the life of Georgie Crunch, showing him when it's time to go.
Yeah, Dana, and you got a good voice for when the heat's on us and we need someone to be captain of the boat. No.
I was making a metaphor about when it's time to go.
Your way. We could get
when,
you on the
when
boat
it's time to go, when it's time to leave the life behind, I'm waving you on. I'm blowing a whistle. I'm holding the traffic of Dakir and Talahad and trafficking guns.
Captain Dana, okay. Middle name. Your nickname would be whatever it sounds like when we chop your hand off to put a hook on.
Oh, yeah, I don't like this. Okay, I'm going to backpedal now from this intervention I was trying to post, and I'm instead going to ask my original question about the father beating Georgie. When someone does something to you that's terrible, whether it be viciously beating you, or chopping off your hands and gouging out your eyes, or, I don't know, taking the one thing in your life that has meaning, like the radio station that you work for. Did you ever seek revenge upon these people? And follow-up question, if so, how did you exact it, and were you caught?
So we would love to seek revenge. The cure is on my side to get back to my dad. The problem is my dad doesn't have a boat. He's never on the seas.
Oh.
We're basically useless once we get on the... Our legs are all wobbly. We just have sea legs. Well, I have a sea leg.
A sea leg. And so really, you encounter the opposite. You encounter land legs, where you're unable to keep your balance and throw up, like in the movie Waterworld, when they are on solid land for the first time. And they could...
Is that still the best movie ever made?
In my humble opinion, yes.
Okay, that's good to hear. Again, I don't have the internet here.
I barely have it here.
Yeah, this connection we got here, I honestly don't know how it works. I thought I was checking radar. Next thing I know, you're talking to me about a book.
This was planned out well in advance. I'm not sure how that confused. But maybe it was...
I'm getting pranked by Dakir again.
Yeah, it
pranked.
Might have been Dakir, actually. Now that the language was quite broken in the correspondence, which now I'm maybe regretting my debit card that I provided. Necessary for this.
You lost a lot of money, my friend.
And I did not have a lot.
I gotta say, this is the first time Dakir has pulled a prank on me where I didn't lose a limb, so that's a start.
Okay. Well, I'm not even sure where this is.
Great
not,
therapist,
but,
though.
Maybe I should talk to Dakir. Maybe that's... So, no vengeance. You don't... No advice on exacting vengeance upon your enemies.
Well, what I found is the best way to get back at your enemies is, young George Barton before he becomes
Crunch.
Nefarious, evil Georgie Crunch.
Right.
of the seven seas.
Yes.
Just a downright dirty person, Georgie Crunch. The pure, innocent George Barton, what he would say is you make him walk the plank.
Okay, I'll work that into some sort of metaphor that works and applies in my situation.
But what Georgie Crunch would say, you gut them like a fish. You eat their innards that night. You keep them alive long enough so they can see you eating their intestines. And then they never mess with you again.
Okay.
And you send their body in a giant bottle overseas so that their family gets and they know nobody messes with the Georgie Crunch boys. That's what I've been calling on my pirate gang, but I'm not the captain. It's just kind of something I've been throwing around.
Well, old chum.
What's that?
that was just it's just a little play on words I was trying to work in there. Nothing, no.
Is this a new thing? Again, I haven't watched television in a few years, so.
No, it's not. I won't do it again. I'm not good with jokes. I should never have. I'm not Conan O'Brien. I shouldn't be trying to make jokes. What I am is just a humble internet radio broadcast journalist, host, avid fan, and although I do not recommend this book for children, if that bottle arrives, I will read Georgie Crunch, The Boy Who Became a Pirate. I might enjoy it. The jury's out on that one at the moment, but Mr. George Barton, I hope that your life as a pirate continues to sail along smoothly. I hope that you rise in rank among your shipmates. I'd love to one day hear of a Captain Crunch terrorizing the Somalian seas, but also at the same time hope that you stop hurting innocent people and trafficking humans, and that may your metaphorical hands and eyes and legs grow back and find the peace and unbeat your brain from your father's fists.
So one thing I was thinking, if I was ever Captain Crunch, my technique to really send some message to my rivals as Captain Crunch is I would take a knife, stick it to the roof of their mouth, and just cut it all up. Just cut the roof of their mouths all up with a knife.
I get the connection. I think that we might first want to see maybe you have them eat Captain Crunch cereal.
What's that?
It's the cereal that you referenced earlier that your shipmates had not heard of.
I know, I'm just jostling you.
Okay. I would have my enemies be, if they're unaware, I would have them eat the cereal so that they get. Again, I'm not good with jokes or pranks, but as far as pranks go, I think that the foreknowledge of what Captain Crunch cereal is would be better. If I were you, I would get the Oops, No Berries and just plain
That's
Captain
what
Crunch.
that's when we cut their testicles off.
No berries. No berries.
Oops.
See, maybe you could be Conan O'Brien. You seem to have there's a sharp wit there, Mr. Barton. Georgie Crunch, the boy who became a pirate and with any luck became my friend.
Yeah, come out to the boat sometime. We'll
I'm
prank
not
you real good.
I'm trying to get you to come this direction. That's okay. That's good. Well, enjoy maiming your friends and terrorizing your enemies. George Barton, Georgie Crunch, thank you.
Yar.
Yar indeed.